KHNS News is your connection to relevant issues and happenings in Haines, Skagway, and Klukwan. But we're more than just your local news. We also collaborate with other Southeast Public Radio stations to keep you informed of regional issues that affect us locally. We bring you these wider-reaching stories, along with local news to help our communities make connections here and beyond. We do our best to keep you informed, enlightened, and entertained. Thanks for making KHNS News your news. The Haines Assembly tries to find a way to keep animal control funded in the borough, and the Chilkat Valley Preschool has a new home at the Haines School. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. The audience at Tuesday's Hainesboro Assembly meeting drove the conversation when, during public comment, nearly 15 people spoke. The crowd was split between two issues: funding for Haines Animal Rescue Kennel and the planning process surrounding the harbor expansion. We're going to save the discussion about the harbor project for our Monday evening newscast. So, let's talk budget. Manager Dave Sosa is proposing the borough reduce a $48,000 contract between the police department and HARC for animal control services. Sosa recommends this because of reduced funding from the state community jails program. That makes up 40% of the funding for the police department. While the state budget is not finalized, Sosa says he was notified by the Department of Corrections to expect around a 32% cut in funding. In response, Sosa recommends cutting the hours of two police dispatchers, freezing the hire of a fifth police officer, and cutting the HARC contract. He wants the police department to take over animal control. Not everyone likes that idea.
My opinion that cutting the HARC budget will not reflect the needs of the community, and I think it's going to move us backwards to where we were back before HARC started with the same problems. I think it will affect public safety, humane and responsible treatment of our animals, and all the other services from HARC that the public has come to enjoy.
The partnership between the nonprofit HARC, Rescue Kennel, and the borough government is visionary, and it works.
Can you give this to the police and have them assume the animal control duties that are now taken care of by HARC?
The assembly is also reluctant to cut HARC. Here's Assemblymember Mike Case.
If you would take 20 people at random and say, would you rather have the animals taken care of like they have been in a professional manner or have one more policeman, the animals would win hands down.
But Sosa was just as adamant that $48,000 is too much to pay for animal control. He noted that other police services under the knife include the dispatch hours and officer position.
I would want to make sure we're looking at it in that context, that we're going to say increase funding for animal control, but maintain reduced hours for dispatchers and don't hire the final police officer.
The talk about HARC funding set off a bigger discussion about the budget. Assemblymember George Campbell threw a higher tax increase into the mix. He said he's disappointed the budget doesn't address the failing wastewater treatment plant, LUTAC dock repairs, or money for a second phase of the small boat harbor. He says those should be the borough's priorities. Plus, the community wants more services than the borough can fund. That means one thing, he said, raising taxes.
I'm to the point where I get calls, everybody else gets calls, we get emails, we get letters, and what I hear from everybody is, we want funding. We want funding. Okay, the only control we have to fund stuff right now in our grasp, we either have to take it from somebody else or in our budget, or we have to take it from the citizens. The citizens are saying we want it. So this is how we get it, is we raise their taxes.
Sosa has already proposed a modest tax increase in the budget, but Campbell proposed an even bigger hike. It seemed like an outlandish proposal, especially from the usually fiscally conservative Campbell. Ron Jackson seconded the idea for the sake of discussion, he said. Then the discussion went on for more than an hour. Assemblymember Diana Lapham said she was shocked at the idea. She said the suggestion might have some merit, but that it was disruptive to throw out such a proposal at a meeting without first going to the manager or staff to suss out the idea.
This, you have effectively caused a standstill, as far as I'm concerned, on this ordinance. I wish you would have brought it to at least talked with the manager or the mayor prior to this meeting. I don't know. I'm kind of disappointed.
All the discussion didn't prove a tangible result. The motion to increase taxes anymore was eventually voted down unanimously. Even Campbell opposed it. In the end, a motion from Joanne Waterman did gain traction. She proposed having the borough staff investigate other ways to fund HARC by either raising taxes slightly or using funds from elsewhere.
I feel my job as an assembly member is to garner from my history in the community and listen to the constituents that I have and kind of filter through what that those important levels are.
That idea was approved by the assembly by a vote of 5-1 with Campbell opposed. The budget ordinance will have another public hearing at the next assembly meeting. A proposal to waive docking fees for cruise ships in coming years was also introduced and referred to the Commerce Committee for work. That committee is planning to meet next Tuesday, but hasn't yet set a time. The Haines School Board approved an initial agreement with the Chilkat Valley Preschool and new online education system at a Tuesday meeting. KHNS's Emily Files has more.
Starting in 2016, the private nonprofit Chilkat Valley Preschool could teach their couple dozen 3- and 4-year-olds in the Haines School Building. This option comes after more than a year of fundraising and searching on the preschool's part. The Haines Borough has given them a deadline to move out of their current borough-owned building. For the past couple months, School Board President Anne-Marie Palmieri and Superintendent Ginger Jewell have been talking to the preschool about the option of moving into the school. They asked the school board about it at a workshop last week, and at the meeting Tuesday night, the board unanimously approved a memorandum of understanding. The MOU is a 5-year agreement starting August 1st, 2016. The preschool would pay utilities for the space, but they wouldn't pay rent. Haines school teacher Lisa Andreessen asked how the preschool moving in might affect the rest of the school.
It was a surprise, and talking to other staff members, just surprised about like how could this impact our school if it takes a classroom when we're so tight on classroom spaces, how will that work? And just would really like to have an opportunity for the staff to weigh in on like how would this impact our programs.
Preschool Board President Alyssa Henry responded to that concern.
And this is a collaboration where we are going to work together and work out the concerns. You know, we don't want to put anyone out. We want to make sure that we're collaborating.
At the workshop last week, the superintendent's office space was given as a possible location for the preschool. Jewel said the space is much bigger than she needs. Now that the board has approved the MOU, it's in Jewel's and the preschool's hands to work out the details. Jewel said school staff will be involved in that process. There also is a clause in the MOU that says if the space the preschool occupies is needed for K through 12 education, the school district can shorten the agreement. Chilkat Valley Preschool office manager Renee Hoffman says the board will decide how to use the $100,000 they've raised towards a new building at a meeting in June. The board also approved a new online education system called Edmentum. Dean of Students Renee Martin said, right now, the district uses multiple programs to provide online remedial and extension classes. She said using multiple vendors is not working well.
So is it possible for some one thing to fit our needs and trying to streamline?
Martin said Edmentum does just that. She listed some of the online classes students are interested in for next year.
I have students signed up for forensics. I have students signed up for German. I have students signed up for credit recovery biology. I have students signed up for one of the reading intervention classes.
Edmentum would cost more for the district than is currently budgeted, $13,000 instead of $10,000. But Jewel said that isn't really a problem. Unlike the school's current online ed vendors, Edmentum offers dozens of career technical education classes, so the extra $3,000 cost could be paid out of the federal Perkins grant, which is designated for career tech education. The board also approved new hires for special education director, kindergarten teacher, and fourth grade teacher. Renee Martin was hired as K-12 principal for next year. Current principal Cheryl Stickler will step into the role of assistant principal. Jewel said that's because Stickler wants to work on curriculum, which is an assistant principal responsibility. The next school board meeting is June 2nd. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
For KHNS News, I'm Margaret Friednauer. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.